If words matter, then naturally it follows that language matters too, especially when it comes to solving a moral dilemma. That's according to a new study authored by University of Chicago psychology professor Boaz Kesar and Albert Costa, a psychologist at Barcelona's Pompeu Fabra University. They found that your decisions can change radically depending on whether you reach them in your native tongue or in a second learned language. In his research, Boaz used a classic social science hypothetical. Imagine you're standing on a footbridge. An out-of-control trolley passes underneath, hurtling towards five people who will die unless you stop the trolley by dropping a heavy weight in front of it. A very large man stands beside you. Do you sacrifice him to save the other five?
Right. So we did not invent that. A lot of research shows that most people don't want to push the man.
Only about 10 or 15% of people would actually throw the man out in order to save the five others?
Exactly. That's been documented in dozens, if not more, of experiments. They viscerally cannot do it, even though they can make the calculation, you know, basically they'll save five people.
And that's when you're asking people in their native language.
Exactly.
But when you ask people in a foreign language, one that they understand but isn't their natural tongue, things change radically.
And that's exactly what we predicted. When you are thinking about it in a foreign language, it gives you a psychological, emotional distance from the problem. And then more than 40% of people then are willing to say, yes, I'll do that.
Now, Albert, while Boaz was doing this in Chicago, you were doing an almost identical study in Barcelona, totally by coincidence.
Right, right. We didn't know each other at that time. And then one day I call Boaz and I said, look, we have these weird results. And then before I finished the sentence, Boaz said, well, I know what you have. How do you know? So what you have is that people push more the large men off the bridge in a second language, in a foreign language. I said, yes, that's right. So we joined forces and we had different samples. And it's a very strong, experimentally speaking, a very strong report.
Now, it's my understanding that a truly bilingual person would have the same kind of emotional resonance in both languages. Is that true?
Right. People that have learned the second language in the context of social relationships, these people are going to use the second language, emotionally speaking, in the same way as the first language. Okay. And indeed, in our sample in Barcelona, whether you were Spanish as a first language or Spanish as a second language, but having learned that second language very early on in life, didn't make a difference.
I'm not a native English speaker, and I had the sense that I make decisions differently when I use English than Hebrew. When you use a foreign language, you have a different reaction to the words, especially emotionally laden words. A lot of moral dilemmas, the decision involves an emotional reaction. So we figured reducing the emotional reaction by using a foreign language might lead to a different decision, a different choice.
But can you prove that? Or is it simply that they're working harder to understand the problem in the non-native language, and since they're taking extra time and don't respond reflexively, maybe that leads to more logical thinking?
In our previous study, we ran an experiment in which we asked participants to solve some logical problems that did not involve any emotional component. So you have a baseball and a baseball bat that together cost $1.10. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
You say 70% of the people, among whom I am, would assume that the ball costs 10 cents, but it's wrong.
People respond 10 because it's an intuitive response that comes to mind quickly, right? So it's obvious that it's 10, but it is not. Now, when we present these problems in a foreign language, people didn't respond better to those problems. Now, if it's only a matter of working harder, the fact that we didn't find the effect there, well, suggests that to some extent emotion is involved in driving these effects.
Boaz, you also looked into the effect that thinking in a foreign language has on risk-taking, and you found that people are more likely to gamble in a foreign language. Why would people take risks if they're thinking more logically? What am I missing here?
we actually looked at risks that are worth taking.
Oh, those.
You know, we take risks all the time. So how about I offer you $100 in your hand, or we'll flip a coin and I'll give you $10,000 if it's heads or nothing if it's tails. Would you take the risk?
The logical thing would be for me to take the 50-50 chance that I could get $10,000.
Yeah, assuming that $100 is not going to make you or break you, then yeah, you would take it. So we gave people $20 and we said, we're going to play a game now for real, 20 rounds. Each round you take a dollar and you either put it in your pocket or we flip a coin, and if it's heads, we'll give you $2.50. If it's tails, you get nothing. And you do it 20 times. If you're an economist, you would take all the bets. On average, you'll come out ahead. But people don't like to do this. People hedge their bets. So people take about 50% of these bets.
But in a foreign language, they took more.
They took about 70% of the bets. They operate with a little less fear of losing the dollar. In a way, they're less inhibited by their fears.
So, Albert, what do you think? Should we always think about difficult problems in a foreign language?
Well, sometimes to take decisions driven by emotion is important. We don't want to appear like saying the logical options are always the good ones. I mean, sometimes you have to go with your gut feeling, and that's correct. So this depends on the problem. Now, for, say, financial problems that companies may have, it would be good to have a group discuss the issues in a foreign language and the other group discuss the issues in a native language and see whether they reach the same decision. In those situations, speaking in a foreign language would help to make decisions more accurately.
Is there anything in your own life that you wish that you had considered in your second language rather than your first?
Fights. You say things you don't want to say. So when you fight in a second language, perhaps you can have some psychological distance that allows you not to say things that you will regret later on.
All right. So this is my life. I live in English, but my native tongue is Hebrew. And my wife and I are celebrating our 25th anniversary this August. And maybe we are able to do this partly because in our fights, it's much easier for me to say, "You're right."
In English.
Because it's in English, exactly.
Boaz Kesar is a psychology professor at the University of Chicago. Albert Costa is a psychologist at Pompeu Fabra University in Barcelona. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
They are both authors of the study, Your Morals Depend on Language.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.